And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Earl McKee. And at a recent presentation by Go Triangle to the BOCC that highlighted a funding shortfall of over $250 million tied to the light rail project. Of this, Orange County is being asked to consider allocating $4 million per year for a minimum of 10 years, or $40 million to help cover this shortfall. My question is, what programs do we cut, or how much do we raise taxes? At this point, I've not heard any other options. I believe a conversation with our residents must occur before we sign a letter of intent to accommodate this request. We must discuss the feasibility of a dedicated property tax for light rail, in addition to a possible 3 to 5 cent property tax increase associated with the bond for schools and affordable housing that just passed. This conversation must also take into account possible impacts associated with the current reevaluation and many other known needs for the county and for schools. Given that Go Triangle knew about the impact of the state funding cap, I am concerned with the timing of this late request. This last-minute request also brings up another question. What else do we not know? I believe it is now time to pause and reevaluate the viability of light rail. The potential consequences of blindly pushing forward are now too great to ignore. This is my personal opinion, and these opinions do not reflect BOCC positions or policy. This is Earl McKee.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues.
On the new WCHL.